can see it. Coke white spider, coke white rover, coke white, no baking soda. Park a half a million on the curb just to show ya. You can be the mayor when the whole city owe ya. We bodied like them no limit soldiers. This ice cream man kilos go for lower. The luggage is the new collab duffel by Ramoa. The leather shoulder straps makes it easier for chauffeurs. The PJs for six. You better hope one is not your.
Alright, man. Welcome back to the Dez NBA Sports Talk Show. We are back. Big fight over the weekend, man. Manny Pacquiao, 4,000 years old. Nah, just 40. Gets another win. Went the distance in a long fought bout. Got the W over undefeated fighter, Mr. Thurman. You didn't get to watch the fight.
Mr. Overrated.
You think he's overrated?
Thurman.
Why?
Thurman was overrated.
Why you think he's overrated?
Because he lost to Manny Pacquiao.
But he held
you
up.
You undefeated, lost to Manny Pacquiao. You had to be overrated. There's no other question.
Because he's an old man.
Ain't no way you let that man beat you.
No, what's even worse is the reason he lost the fight is because Manny Pacquiao's conditioning was better than his.
I mean,
he got hit with a quick, at the end of a round, early on, he got hit with a right at the end of the round, knocked down. Didn't really hurt him, didn't really damage him, but them body shots caught up with him, and he was out of shape.
To be a great fighter, you can't let a Manny Pacquiao, 40 years old, beat you under. I mean, you undefeated.
When you coming up, no. You can't do it.
You undefeated and you let him know.
Yeah.
That was you supposed to send him off and riding off into the sunset.
Supposed to be a retirement party, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Now he going to hang around. Now he trying to fight Mayweather again.
He think he can hold up now.
Now he think he can beat Mayweather.
That's crazy.
But he ain't going to beat him.
That Maxim, the Russian boxer, a guy I don't know a whole lot about, but I did watch that fight. Lost a fight in the 11th round. His trainer threw the towel in.
Mm-hmm.
Kept begging him from about the 7th round on to stop the fight.
Yeah, that's the one had some trouble.
Yeah, so he had a surgery because he had brain swelling.
I know. I've seen that.
He died today.
Oh, did he?
Died from his injuries from Friday night. So that lets you know, boxing
is rough.
Is a full contact sport.
It works in football.
Yes, because most boxers, you hear them, and then when they're done retiring, they try to go
get them. What is it? All-timers and Parks and all them kind of.
All the above. And CTE, guaranteed.
Oh, after one fight, you can get that.
Guaranteed, man.
That ain't nothing like. I just don't think one hard blow to the head equals up
to years and years of pounding.
Not even one fight. Pounding on your head the whole fight. Professionals now.
Yeah.
These ain't amateurs with the little things they put over their head.
Nope. This ain't your little street fight at the club and all that either. This is
okay, a street fight might be one, two good punches.
Yeah.
This is constant pounding.
Yep.
On somebody's brain. That's trauma, man.
Yep. Some people rarely get beat up in a street fight.
Nah, I mean, it ain't gonna be like one fight.
Right.
It's not going to be nothing like that.
It's usually a 2 or 3 minute thing, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and it's a wrap.
Yep, you ball up, somebody has
tied, or either knocked out, or something.
Somebody broke it up some kind of other way.
Yeah, it's not going to never be like that.
Yeah. Rarely do you see someone get injured like that in a street fight.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying.
And people say, oh, we got a black eye, busted nose, or he got beat up. That don't mean nothing. Anybody can get a black eye.
You know how many times I had a busted nose coming up?
Yeah, that doesn't mean nothing. That doesn't mean nothing.
You remember when I got one? Shatterack gave me one. I done had so many busted nose.
Yeah.
But it's just, that ain't nothing.
That's nothing.
That's not even a punch. Like
That's nothing. That means nothing. But people that don't look at it like that, they'll say, oh, he got a black eye, busted nose, he got beat up. No, you didn't. You really didn't.
Right.
So somebody can steal on you or pop off on you and get a lick in, and you know what I'm saying?
It happens.
But yeah, a professional fight, though, you literally getting pounded in the head.
I'm talking about over and over and over.
And you got to get hit in the face, in the head, and then still keep your composure to fight back. And, you know, it's like,
they look like Elephant Man after the fight. Everything swole up. And I ain't know he died, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, this man died today, man. That's
what
crazy.
They said was this.
It says The previously undefeated boxer suffered a brain bleed on his right side and was showing signs of brain damage. He required assistance while leaving the ring after taking disproportionate amount of punishment from Matias, the dude that beat him.
Yeah.
Before the bout was called off because his trainer, McGirt, had begged him to stop the fight. He would not. But McGirt, in the 11th round, threw the towel in. He was taken to a hospital following the 11th round loss and underwent a 2-hour surgery because of brain swelling. He was later put into a medically induced coma. Today he died.
Dang. That's crazy. If he would have stayed out there, probably he probably died in the ring. In the ring, yeah.
Because he couldn't really walk out of the ring, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man.
It's like the adrenaline kept him going, like, but sooner or later that was gonna give out.
Yeah.
You know, the next blow could have been that fatal blow.
And that goes to show you right there, man. People that sit around and critique stuff and talk about stuff. If you're not in the business of professional boxing or professional fighting, stop sitting at home talking about you can beat this dude and this dude ain't that and all that. No, those guys are professionals.
Professional.
They are trained for combat.
And not just combat, endurance.
Yes.
That's the man. Like, some of your best fighters in the world that are not boxers, they can fight, but they can't last 12 rounds.
Right.
So they're not going to beat them.
Right.
So that's the difference.
Anybody's got a puncher's chance on a 2 or 3 minute, 1 round fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because you can go all out, blow it out the water.
Yeah.
Just because a person wins a street fight doesn't mean they can go in the ring and fight 12 rounds. Can't do it.
That Manny Pacquiao. That man, he need to give it up too, man.
Listen,
that man, I had some long, lengthy fights too.
This fight here, man, and I know you didn't see much of it because you, like I said, you was watching the wrong channel. But anyway, Pacquiao got hit in the face. I'm talking square in the nose, so many times during this fight.
Man, took it like a champ. Got a good chin.
I bet he is still sore. I bet he is still laid up.
Nah, I bet his face is like elephant.
Yeah, like Tommy Hearn beat up Martin on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he got hit so many times with that straight hand right in the face. Yeah. Pacquiao, you know, he a little quick little dude, man. A little Filipino. He got hit square in the nose, right in the forehead, just about every time with that right hand. That's a sign of it's time to hang it up, man, to me.
It's time for him, yeah, 40? But that fight, it was a gift and a curse.
Because he won it.
And now he going to want to try to fight.
Walking off with about $20 million. Yeah. Now they talking about fight again. He did say, no, I can't fight again this year. It'll have to be next year.
Yeah.
Because he had this work to do in the Senate. But it's just...
too much.
Man, I don't know, man. That pound. Boxing, you got to be a special kind of guy, man. Because if you whoop me in the ring, I just don't know how I can just deal with it.
Yeah, that's too much.
I don't know how I can deal with it. Golly. So... the big boy, the big tank, the earth mover, Zion Williamson, does not sign with Nike.
No, I already knew he was going to Jordan. That's why it took so long.
To get it together?
Yeah, that's why it took so long.
How's that business done, though, you think?
Nah.
Jordan is separate from Nike.
But listen, when you think of a 19-year-old kid.
He want to wear Jordan.
What do you think?
Bottom line, there's no
Nike is not even a. What do they wear Nike? All they wearing is Jordan.
That's it.
Hey, of course I get to sign with them.
Yeah.
You think he not gonna sign with them?
Get my own signature Jordan. Get out.
Right. That's it. That was just the bottom line.
Open and shut case right there, huh?
Yeah, and even though he'll never won't nobody ever duplicate that retro Jordan.
No.
It just ain't nothing you can do.
Nobody even wants a new age Jordan, do they?
I don't even know how they look. Do they still make newer Jordans?
They do.
I went by now.
They do. Man, yeah. Atlantic League Baseball, you sell that with the robo arms they're using?
Nah, I heard about it, but I ain't.
They decided that it became such a hot topic, they're going to use it for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Rest of the season. Bit of football news. Bengals signed that receiver Boyd to a 4-year, $43 million extension.
Boy, that's crazy.
What you think about that?
That's the Bengals. I like it. They in our division.
Here's the article. Cincinnati Bengals are locking up one of their homegrown talents, Tyler Boyd, to a 4-year, $43 million extension. His biggest season was 2018, catching 76 passes for 7 touchdowns and recording his first 1,000-plus yard season.
Man, I ain't had nobody else to throw to. Green was hurt all year.
10.7 a year.
That ain't bad.
Pretty good little
that ain't bad there. For a scrub. That ain't bad.
He a scrub, man.
That's why. Why you think Antonio Brown left Pittsburgh? Antonio Brown didn't leave Pittsburgh because, I don't like the organization. I don't like Big Ben no more. He left because he wanted to get a new deal, and he knew Pittsburgh wasn't giving him a new deal. That's the reason why he left Pittsburgh.
So he jumped
now, why you think Antonio Brown looking for a new deal? And if Boyd can get the same damn near the same amount of money he making. That's why he wanted a new deal. People like that making damn near the same amount of money he making.
Yeah. Man, Alan Hearns got released. You know that?
Yeah. That's all.
You might go pick him up, put him on the bench over in Tennessee.
Y'all can have him. We don't need no more bench riders in Pittsburgh. We need impact players. I don't need potential. I need production.
We need people that can help out those young guys.
I need production. I don't need potential.
J.C. Arbag, huh?
There you go.
Man, so like I said last week, your boy Tiger Woods, man, didn't make the cut.
Tiger Woods ain't trying to. Listen, Tiger Woods still on that Masters high.
Hey, Koepka showed the way, though.
Koepka a monster. That's a Terminator.
He showed the way. No, did you see, like when you were saying, I actually looked into that and read a little article about it and all that stuff, and he was saying, you know what, I don't care about none of these other tournaments. I'm only focusing on the big boys.
Right.
He said the rest of them are just practice rounds.
Yeah, but you do got to play in between. Tiger Woods don't want to play into none but the big ones.
He went on a 2-week vacation.
Yeah. And then he deserved it, though. 43 years old, you ain't won in that long, you win the Masters. Of course you deserve a break. But don't expect to go out there and play in your next tournament and win it.
Yeah. He just got to focus, man, because I really want the man to win one more. Go ahead and get that one more. Get that record and be done with it.
But look, man, you know how hard it is. You know how long it took him to win that one?
Yeah. About four or five years, right?
It might be another 4 or 5 years before he win another.
But, okay, let's say this right here. Can he get that one more?
He can get two more. But it's going.
I don't think he's focusing, man. Like, you know.
No, but Tiger Woods got back problems, man. He got a lot of stuff going on.
But all that stuff is brought on by your addiction, in my opinion.
No, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
Now he's old. Now his body's breaking down.
Yeah.
Tiger wasted a good 7-8 good prime years.
But.
Messing around.
What he wasted it on? Because he got caught cheating? People cheat every day.
No, I don't knock the man for that.
No, I'm saying. All. But what he wasted it on? Because they scrutinized him all that time. And he ain't have no other outlet.
Yeah, but if you're abusing medication and doing those things, you're wasting your time because you're a top-tier athlete. And you got to the point where you're so good, you're so awesome, he went rockstar status.
But it's people doing drugs right now in the NBA, people doing drugs in baseball, and they still out there playing. They just ain't got caught.
No.
The reason why Tiger Woods fell out because of the scrutiny from the media. All of that. It wasn't just no drugs did that. Tiger Woods was winning. He was winning majors taking them pills. Don't you think he won some? It's the backlash behind all that.
B.A.
That's all it was.
Before that happened, he started having these ungolf-like injuries.
But I understand
that. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of it. That's what
happened. But before all that.
Yeah, he's probably doing the same thing and winning.
That's all I'm saying. Right. It's the scrutiny behind it. The negative aspect of, like, everybody wishing bad on him.
When it was unknown,
there's no pressure.
When it was known, boy, pressure out the water.
Yeah, and that's all it was.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Clippers inquired about James Harden before they got Paul George.
Man, they were doing everything trying to get people.
So
Paul George wasn't even. They said Paul George. They said Kawhi didn't even recruit him.
I just want to know the truth about it, don't you, man?
I'm kind of straying away from Kawhi, man. I don't understand. I don't like the way he moved. Like, he went to Durant. He went from Durant to Kyrie. Now there's some talking about Jane Harden. Now you end up with Paul George. And then they say you didn't even recruit Paul George. But then they say you called Paul George. Told him to
find a way to get to LA.
To demand a trade.
Yeah.
So they just speculation, man. I don't know what's going on. I really don't care. I know when they see them Lakers, they better come ready. That's all I know.
Moving right along. No Laker talk today, Calvin Ramsey.
We ain't gotta talk Laker. We talk LeBron.
No LeBron talk today.
Monster.
William Collin. Mark Sanchez retiring to become a TV analyst. Old butt phone. Come into him a job, huh?
But guess what? He was drafted number 5 and never was worthy of it.
Went to an AFC championship game.
And?
How many quarterbacks did it?
It don't matter. Do it matter? Longevity won't matter when you're a quarterback.
Well.
Oh, you go to 2 championships your first, second, third year or somewhere in there like that.
And don't skip the playoffs after.
That's all I'm saying. Come on, man.
Man. So the New Orleans Saints have offered wide receiver Michael Thomas, Ohio State, a new deal that would average between $18 and $19 million per year.
But what's the guarantee on it?
I don't know, but
his
representatives, no, that just says between 18 and 19. His representatives are saying that he's seeking a contract that would make him the first receiver to earn an average of $20 million a season.
Oh, man.
Now he's entering this season right here, the last year of his rookie contract. He's due to make $1.2 million.
Yeah, he's doing too much.
He wants $20 million a year.
And you bought Julio Jones. What you think that's going to make him?
All the Falcons said that they are imminent about getting him a deal done.
Of course. You can't lose him.
You can't lose him.
That's over. You cannot lose Julio Jones.
I think Michael Thomas better go ahead and take them $18, $19 million a year.
You better.
I mean, I'll sign it for him. You want 20? What's 19, B.A.?
Yeah, he pinching. He's pinching.
Now. If you want 20, what's 19?
He just shooting that out there.
Just throwing it out there?
Yeah. Seeing if they going to go and make him 20 and not, oh, I'm going to sign. You know, that's just what you got to do.
But here's the thing, though. Let's think about that. Y'all New Orleans Saints fans, can you really pay this guy $19 million a year?
Yeah.
Drew Brees ain't gambling about.
No, they're going to have to go get a rookie quarterback.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Once you start paying.
If you pay this dude? Oh, my gosh, man. And what you got to pay him?
And they gave old boy some money, too. Jordan.
Yep.
So
they both deserve it. Now, Michael Thomas deserves to be paid. His production is bar none. But when you pay him $18, $19, $20 million a year, man, who's going to throw the ball to him?
He done all that now.
Who's going to throw the ball to him?
Listen. Drew Brees Drew Brees makes him.
Later. System.
And that's just the bottom line. I'm going to say it. Don't nobody else want to say it. System. I'm going to say it. Drew Brees makes him the receiver he is. Because you can't go get no other quarterback that can get him the ball, throw him perfect in stride like that. That's so hard to find. That's why a receiver, like the running back position, is unfairly devalued. And the wide receiver position is overvalued.
Yes, I said that too.
Because the quarterback got to get you the ball.
Right.
Like, you if can't you got a sorry quarterback, you're not going to be an elite receiver.
Not at all.
Period.
There's been a lot of good, talented receivers never get the time and recognition that they deserve because they played on a team with a crappy quarterback or a crappy system.
Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins, He was one. They just not getting a good quarterback. He been playing with scrub quarterbacks his whole career, man.
Yeah. He's a 99 on the new Madden, though.
Yeah, but that's that's BS.
He's a 99 on
the new only Madden. 99 receiver, I think.
Only offensive player that's a 99.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then they did that so bad. I don't know how they could do that. How can Antonio Brown not be a 99? I mean, where is his weakness at?
I said, where's Antonio Brown? Where's Julio?
Where
are those guys at right there? I don't. They're 96s, but still, man. Like, where's the deficiencies?
No, you can't.
Where's the deficiencies?
Like, you can't. You can't find nothing they weak at.
Nothing at all.
Julio Jones run routes is so graceful. He just like a small receiver. He fast. He big. Antonio Brown is just a freak of nature at that small size he is. And really, he ain't small. He just short.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not small. He's thick. As far as a wide receiver, he's just short.
The running back, Bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he durable like that. That's why he don't really get hurt, because he got the size to go with it.
And from what I see social media wise and on, you know, internet and all that stuff, the dude works.
Workout wise.
Super hard, man. Gotta do work. That dude works. He puts it all in on his craft. What I see. That could all be for show, but it is what it is.
It is for show now. Don't get that twisted too. But he's a workout guy. He's the first one on the field, last one to leave. Period. And he's the best. And he's arguably the best receiver in the league. Arguably.
John Wall, what are we going to do with it, B.A.?
Take that contract and put fire on it. That's all you can do with it.
Do you know how much he's making this year?
I know. He had 140-something million left on his deal.
John Wall fans will not play basketball this entire season.
He re-injured the Achilles, right?
No, he had surgery on the heel, and then in some mysterious fall at home, ruptured his Achilles.
Yeah, because I know they said he'll be out for the Achilles, but I already knew.
He had surgery on the heel.
Man, he had the Achilles the whole time.
That's what I'm thinking.
Man, come on.
Then ruptures it. The man's making $41 million this season.
Hey.
Look at the fleas on
floor. I'm going to tell you what I'd do if I washed. I'll package Bradley Beal.
And John Wall.
Say you can get Bradley Beal for free.
If you take John Wall contract.
Take John Wall contract.
Get him out of here, NBA.
Gotta go. And just start from scratch.
Man, they're going to get Bradley Beal an extension too, I heard.
Yeah, but it don't matter what you get Bradley Beal. You still got that contract of John Wall. So ain't nothing going to be put around him. And you honestly think he going to sign that? That dude is not signing that. Come on, Dez. That man will be a fool to sign that contract.
What's his deal? That's at 111?
He got he making like $30 million a year for the next couple of years. Why would he take 100 and whatever that is extension? That man's finna hit free agency next year when everybody's out there.
Don't let the doorknob hit you with a good large blitz.
And then he might sit there and talk to you about a contract and get that super max.
But he might as well drain for what he got right now, huh?
The man ain't gonna play out his contract. Ain't no way I sign an extension, man. I don't care.
Tim Duncan gonna be a coach, man. How about that? What you think? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't really know too many Hall of Fame players that turn out to be good coach.
But I don't know too many people that's a 15-time all defensive team guy either.
Nah, I'm just saying they don't really translate well coaching. Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But, you know, Popovich can show him the ropes, and he might become a good coach. Because I don't see Greg Popovich leaving and they just go get a normal coach.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's got to be somebody in-house to take the Spurs job. That's how they operate.
Yeah. I don't think Pop will ever even leave the franchise, you?
I think so if he know he can get a team up to Tim Duncan or somebody.
Yeah, but I'm saying when he does that, he's just going to fall back to the front office.
Dang.
Permanently.
Nah, I doubt it.
I mean, he's already doing the front office stuff now, B.A.
I don't know about that. Man, they got one of the best. They got one of the best GMs out there.
I know, but it runs. It's kind of a left arm, right arm situation. You don't think that?
Nah, man. Greg Popovich got. He too good a coach. He don't have time to do nothing else.
He's shopping for the groceries.
Nah, he ain't.
You don't think?
Nah.
Okay.
Man, listen. That GM they got is a monster at finding them guys overseas. How you think Greg Popovich can be that good a coach?
And recruit all.
And recruit. Come on.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, he can't do it. But you know what I'm saying? He might have some input on it, but he don't.
Yeah.
He don't.
Really he's not the one beating the ground, going out and finding them.
Right.
Yeah. He's a lot on the say so.
He said like that one they just got. He said, "Oh, I didn't know who that was." He didn't even know who it was. One of them good young guys there.
That wing guy they just got.
Yeah. He was like, "I didn't know who the hell he was." Well, I've seen him after he came to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I knew he was good.
When I had him said it to you about it, I told you the dude's size, and you was like, "Oh, he already good, 19." That kind of size. He was like, "Yeah, he gonna be a great wing player."
Yeah, they got a good guy. They got them 6'9", 6'10" guys that can shoot, man.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of them, man.
Los Angeles Chargers say they're dug in on their stance against signing Melvin Gordon.
But guess what? Why? I mean, Phillip Rivers ain't won nothing.
But listen, B.A.
Why do you think they need him?
You know who's picked to win the Super Bowl?
Chargers, probably.
You know who's got probably one of the best defenses? Well, Chargers. You know what? Let's say it's right.
They got the best talent. They've been had that, though. Come on, man. You go back from when they had LaDainian Thomas and they had some of the best teams orchestrated. And didn't win nothing.
You preach it to the choir because you know who they beat in the playoffs every year? My Tennessee Titans.
They couldn't beat us. And
Chris Henry fumbled that ball, man. We had San Diego beat, man. God,
man. Nobody want to hear nothing about them sorry Titans.
Man, that dude fumbled
y'all
that ball.
Ain't relevant to be in on this here talk.
Man, listen, man. We knocking. We've been close. We're going to get back to the promised land. I'm telling you now. We're going to get there now. Super Mario going to lead us there. Got Delaney Walker coming back this year.
Boy, you in bad shape.
Got Adam Humphries. We ready, man.
Boy, y'all in bad.
We're going to knock these Browns off and start the season.
Y'all in bad shape.
To start the season, we knocking the Browns off.
Y'all in bad shape, boy.
Man, but who has the advantage here? The Chargers or Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon.
They got to sign him, right?
Melvin Gordon and Zeke. All they got to do is hold out. You don't hold out. If you hold out,
do you lay me on bail in the situation?
That's what I'm finna get to. You if you ain't blowed your money and you did right with the money you done made, sit out the whole year. But see, the thing about him is he on the rookie deals.
Who?
He won't Gordon, and they won't be free agents. You get what I'm saying? That's the only negative to the thing. They won't be free agents like Le'Veon Bell will. Le'Veon Bell was a free agent because that was his last year.
No, he'll be a free agent after this year.
No.
Gordon is on the last year of...
No.
The 26-year-old is heading into the last season of his rookie contract on a fifth-year option worth $5.6 million.
All right. They got the option for the next year. That's what I'm saying.
This is his fifth-year option.
No, Dave. Listen. I done seen him break it down. I know. He cannot become a free agent after this year. Him or Zeke. Well, then, I tell you what then. Well, what's the big deal? Sit out and become a free agent. That's not even hard.
Yeah.
Why is it such a hard...
No, Melvin Gordon will be a free agent after the season, yeah.
Uh-uh.
26-year-old is heading into the last season of his rookie
contract. Well, then, what's the problem then?
They already picked up the fifth-year option worth $5.6 million.
So, well, then, what the problem is? That's why he got the leverage then. Got the leverage.
They just are not going to pay him.
Right. And he's going to become a free agent and go somewhere else and get paid. And lose $5 million instead of Le'Veon Bell losing
$14 million. Yeah. It's way more sensible for him to sit out.
Right. If Le'Veon Bell would have been getting $5 million, of course you sit out. But don't nobody sit out for no $14 million. You go play that, go get hurt, go fake an injury.
You think Le'Veon's situation is the reason why the Chargers won't sign Melvin Gordon?
It don't matter why they won't sign him, they're going to lose him. And Austin Eckler going to be their running back. We're going to see how much they believe in Austin Eckler. Let them start out 0-2 and see what happens. Same thing with Zeke. Cowboys cannot win without him.
Period.
So
if there's any running back in the league that
a team and can he can't be a free agent if he sit out, because he got 2 years left on his deal.
But he's striking while the iron is hot.
And you got to, because guess what? In 2 years he'll be 26.
And you know what? Honestly, man.
You 26 years old. You too old. Running backs don't last that long.
Man, I'm going 26 right now. But
that's why he wants his money.
I actually gonna side with Zeke. I usually side with players anyway, but Zeke is gonna say, you know what? We got an opportunity. We got one of the best defenses in the league. We got an opportunity to make a championship push this year. Can't believe I even said that about the Cowboys. But
now they got the pieces.
Got the criteria. Defense. But if you don't have Zeke,
womp womp womp. Now they got good defense, but Zeke, you got to have Zeke to pound the ball.
I know, and he's already
for that.
But he's got to get ahead of it, because even if he plays it out at the end, you know they're gonna say to him at the end when it comes down to negotiating, if he did it in the normal way, play this contract out, they would still say, well, you had these off the field problems, and they're gonna still try to find a way to have to play.
But the reason why Zeke got the leverage is because of what happened to Ty Gurley.
Yeah,
Ty Gurley got paid at the same time Zeke trying to get paid now. Early, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Zeke ain't never been hurt. Gurley came in the league hurt, so you can't blame injury on none of, because you drafted that man with a knee injury.
Yep, from Georgia.
Drafted him with a knee injury, so you can't use that as leverage against him. So you had to pay him, right? So Zeke know what time it is. Ty Gurley, I'm a better running back than him. So Ty Gurley got paid 2 years early. Why can't I get it? And that's the attitude, and that's what he got to do.
And you got to force their hand too, because they might be saying, well, if we pay Dak, we ain't going to pay you, or we pay you, we ain't gonna, you know. This is-
nah, Dak got to be paid before Zeke. That got to be paid before Zeke.
But what they doing? How's this man going into the season? Camp is opening up and they ain't got this man no contract, yeah?
Yeah, but the Cowboys, listen, the Cowboys got to pay quarterback, running back, then wide receiver. And they spent the first round pick on Amari Cooper, so guess what? They don't want to lose him. Because they spent the first round pick just last year on him. So they in a pickle. They are in a pickle. They're going to have to pay all three of them ball.
Man. So how does a guy, that Jaren Reed, the defensive tackle for Seattle, how does he get suspended for the 2019 season from an issue that happened in 2017?
I have no idea.
That he wasn't charged for.
And then why did Tyree Hill not get nothing? It just, I don't know. Man, that league, that NFL is so inconsistent with that.
B.A., the man, a woman claimed assault in 2017. Police were called. He wasn't charged with anything. He played last year. Now you're suspending him 6 games for this year?
Man, I don't know. New evidence, something. It don't make sense, man. The league is so... That's what everybody been talking about, how inconsistent they is with all that.
You're right, man. You know what, though? The CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, needs to include a clear-cut guideline of how they do the discipline.
Yeah, because...
Because nobody knows. Nobody knows.
No, I know that. Yeah, they don't know.
And I'm sorry, that Tyreek Hill situation, that's...
Come on. That's cut and dry. I ain't hating on him or nothing. But what more evidence you need?
Man, I don't know what.
When you hear that tape, what's more? That shit's scary, man.
Is that a league move to say, man, we can't have this dude out of there just because Mahomes is great, his team is up and coming, and we're going to take one of the. Man, I don't know, man.
That's
bad. I don't know about that, man.
Talk a little baseball. The Giants are
Bizak. We back, BA. We beat everything in front of us every night.
Man, y'all trash.
Hey, man. We're going.
Y'all going to come back and catch the division.
No, we're 17 all right,
y'all,
Dodgers.
Y'all, all y'all doing is making it look good.
No, we're going to get that wild card.
And?
Yeah, we won out.
Man, y'all not getting no wild card over the Nationals or the Phillies.
Man, we won out, man.
I know. Y'all one game above 500.
We won out from the wild card.
I understand that, but y'all not going to win. Y'all not going to... You're not a good enough team, dog.
Yeah, we got the same records as them boys, and we trending upwards. We trending up. We was trash all the first half of the season, man. Yeah. So, we get another 60 games to go. We don't get this wild card, man.
Y'all still trash.
Man, win. Hey, get in the playoffs.
Man, stop trading. Y'all finna sell. Y'all finna sell everything over there. Sell, Mortimer. Sell.
Man. Odell.
Odell say he's the reason why.
He is.
I ain't buying it.
He is. Why else did anyone want to watch them trash Giants?
Why Giants won two Super Bowls before Odell got over there.
True.
So what has Odell done?
Why did it? Why, like he said, he called it out. You're getting primetime games because of Odell Beckham.
Who cares? I don't care nothing about them getting a primetime game.
You don't, but the league does.
No.
The finances do.
I don't really know. I don't know nothing about that part of it. But I just know it don't affect me. I just know they was winning before he got over there. And since they got him, they ain't won nothing.
I agree with that.
So, Odell feeling himself for no reason.
Why you say that though, man? Like, give the man some credit, B.A.
Well, he's a good player, but he's not a winner. He's a good player, but he's not a winner.
That's like you saying that about Charles Barkley. Good player, not a winner.
Charles Barkley won. Charles Barkley went to the finals. Lost to six against Michael Jordan. He won. He done won a lot of teams.
B.A. Winning is defined by championships.
Not exactly. All right. How many times they made the playoff with Odell Beckham?
One.
And how many years he been in the league?
Six.
So that's a winner.
And he did play bad in that playoff game.
Couldn't catch a cold.
Dropping. I mean, drop dimes, man.
Some people just not winners, man. Some people just play for stats. And I'm telling you right now.
So you say he's a stat guy? A highlight guy?
I know.
Is he more of a stat guy or a highlight guy?
He's a stat guy. He's all about his numbers. He's just like every other wide receiver in the league. And mainly Antonio Brown.
Prima donna, huh?
They could care less about the score of the game as long as they get their numbers. And you will see that this year. You will see that he's not a winner this year.
Let me say this right.
Not to say that the Raiders won't win with him. Because Pittsburgh won with him. But he don't care about winning like...
I can't say that because we don't know that. I can't say that.
I can say that because I know that. It's games where we be done lost the playoff game and he be happy because he have 10 catches, 170 yards. He happy. At the interview, he happy. He's not upset that we lost.
Man, the business of sports, man, is a janky situation.
And it's football. This is not basketball or baseball. But they money not guaranteed. They money is only based off their numbers.
Off the performances.
So I can't get mad at him for that. But why do you think Pittsburgh got rid of him so easily?
Business of sports.
Why you think Pittsburgh got rid of Antonio Brown so quick?
I don't know, man. It just says,
and they knew they wasn't getting no value for him.
Yeah, and that speaks to the volume of his character, the way he carries himself, and how he was on that team. And there's something attitude wise that is why they got rid of him. Odell's the same thing because thing with this right here.
They're prima donnas. Mike Tomlin after the game we had just won. Mike Tomlin saying, "Don't be all on social media," and this man recording them. Putting him on social media at the same time.
Yeah.
What kind of crap is that?
That locker room was fractured, man. No doubt about it. And Odell's the same way because Odell is right. I'm going to go ahead and agree with him. He's right.
He might be right with his ears.
He is the reason why people were showing up. But he's the reason why house moms are showing up, putting Odell Beckham jersey on, showing up at the stadium.
But then, we know he right with his words.
But is he right with his actions, is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That wasn't for him to say. Even if he gone, let that go. It's over. You over here in Cleveland.
Move on. Because saying that says you butthurt about them.
There you go. You still feeling some type of way about it.
Don't speak on.
So what you think he going to do in Cleveland?
You break up with your girlfriend, don't keep talking about it when you dating somebody else.
Right.
That's it.
Bye. But what you think he going to do in Cleveland when they put that mic in front of his face after one of them tough losses or something? What you think he going to do?
You going to trash the Giants?
He going to trash Cleveland.
Trash Baker Mayfield?
He going to trash somebody. Soon as they ask the question, he ain't gonna avoid it.
Man. Now listen, I'm not gonna crown them, but I will say they do have some weapons in.
But they had weapons last year. They talented. Had talent last year.
Yeah.
You had Odell Beckham.
Jarvis Landry.
Everything they got, they been had. They just added Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be good. They gonna be good. Ain't nothing we can do about that. They gonna be a good team. It's just on how they play. You know, we had, all right, for the last 5 years, Pittsburgh had been having the number one offense in the league. What have we won with that? Nothing. No. We won nothing with it. So, does it matter? Does it matter that we got rid of the two offensive weapons, saved that money, and can go spend that money somewhere else?
B.A., man, y'all are going to go 8-8 this year. And I can't wait.
I'm willing to bet you our record be better than Tennessee Titans.
I can't wait, y'all.
I bet you won't take the bet.
Will y'all's record be better than Titans?
Right. I bet you won't take that bet.
I bet that.
Better lunch.
That's better lunch on.
That's a lunch.
Done deal. Our record will be better than y'all, man. Period.
Not gonna happen.
Y'all on the backside, buddy.
Backside of what?
Big Ben. I'm on the backside.
Big Ben been on the backside for 5 years now.
Big Ben led the league in passing too.
5,000 yards. I mean, but he on his backside.
No, I ain't saying the backside. I'm saying the backside of his career because y'all ain't finna win nothing, dog.
We ain't gotta win nothing. We'll be better than the Titans, dog.
No, y'all won't.
Man, y'all trash.
Y'all
got one of the sorriest quarterbacks to ever play this game that been drafted that high.
The man has won 3 years in a row.
Okay, that might
be. The man won playoffs.
And you in a tough division. Y'all division tougher than ours now.
In tough division. Speaking of, the reason why when you say that right there, make me think about this right here. Let's rank the best defenses. We can't do all of them because I can't recall all of them. Give me the top 3 to 5 defenses in the NFL.
Oh, the top 3 to 5.
And Ken Lee, before you even say anything, the Ravens are not in it. Next.
Nah, we're going to go. My number one. Now, number three. I'm going to go top three. My number three defense is probably going to be Jacksonville.
Okay.
I say Jacksonville.
I can go there.
Number two would probably be the Bears. Monster defense.
I can go there.
And number one, I probably would go. Let's see. Who would I go number one? Let me see. Bears might be number one.
They're dangerous now.
I think Bears number one.
Dangerous boy now.
I like the Vikings defense too. They defense, but I don't know if they still. They defense was real, real good for years. But I say Bears might be number one defense in the league. With that pass rush they got.
They're tough, man.
I like Aaron Donald, but Aaron Donald's one person.
I don't even know if I can do three, man. I have to go. My number one defense in the entire league is
I mean, it ain't much out there.
San Diego Superchargers.
Nah, they got talent, but nah. Nah, they got talented defense, but they ain't never been dead. They ain't never been number one, though. Yeah, they good.
Cowboys have a monster defense. The Bears have a monster defense.
The Bears top five, but the Cowboys top five, but I think the Bears got the number one defense.
And I would not be surprised at all if at the end of the year the Jacksonville Jaguars have the best defense.
Yeah.
That's possible, man.
I don't know, man. Listen, let me tell you something about Jacksonville.
And that team is going to be...
Listen.
Team is going to be better than everybody.
The first year, they snuck up on everybody. That's when they beat us. They snuck up on everybody.
Oh, no, sneak up. They just beat y'all, man, for that one.
No, they beat us twice.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they snuck up on everybody. Not just us, because we knew they were good. Because they had already beat us in the regular season.
Uh-huh.
But they snuck up on us. But the next year... Everybody feeling they self. And guess what happened? Didn't nobody show up. So you got
thought their reputation was gonna win games.
Yeah, so you gotta maintain that greatness. Yeah. You just can't be good 1 year and think.
Speaking of, that's the thing on AJ Boyer about him and his dad. You gotta watch that, man.
On what? TV?
Yeah. How his dad be trashing him, his dad like
his dad pushes number one critic.
Yeah, he like it's awesome, man. You gotta watch that. You gotta check that out.
Well, that's why he good, because he ain't fast or nothing. He working.
His dad pushing. Yeah. Junior, shout out to the truck drivers, man. Listen to the show, man. You and Kenyon out there. He sent a question in. He wanted us to rank the divisions in the AFC.
Winners. The division?
Yeah.
We did that already.
I said that too, but we'll just run through it again, man. AFC West, I think that's a no-brainer.
No, it ain't. The Chargers.
I said it's a no-brainer. I think the Chargers. Everybody is high on the Chiefs and all that stuff. But I think the Chargers are better fit.
Yeah.
But it could go either way. They're going to have to battle it out right there. NFC West. We're going to rank the whole thing, the whole league.
NFC West?
Yeah.
Okay, that's... I like them 49ers, boy. I like them.
I don't know, but Garoppolo going to be right.
The 49ers with them, man, that pass rush they got.
Is he going to be? Is the QB going to be ready, though?
Yeah.
And so, if you like the Niners, here's the thing, though.
I'm going to go Seattle just to be safe, because I know what Russell Wilson going to do.
You got the three-headed monster out there. You got the 49ers. Which is, you know what? I can't even say that, man. I got to stop right there. Not the 49ers, man. I got to look at the Rams and the Seahawks first and then the 49ers.
No. I just say I like the 49ers. I ain't say I like them to win the division. I just like them. They're going to emerge this year. All
right. We're putting it on right here. So, let's back up again.
Nah, the Rams are going to take a step back, though.
We're going to back up. We're going to stay in the West. We're going to go back to the AFC. Who wins that division?
Seattle going to win the division.
Hold on. AFC again. Chargers or Chiefs? You say Chargers in that division?
Man, I'm flip-flopping. I don't know.
No. But we're putting it on record right now. AFC West champs will be, I'm saying...
Chargers.
The Chargers.
I'm going to say the Chargers because it's on record.
Okay. On record, the NFC West champ will be...
Seattle? They beat the hell out. The Rams beat the hell out of Seattle now. Don't even when they were sorry.
I'm taking the Rams.
I think they're gonna take a step back. Well, they had a lot of veteran players last year.
So you go.
Todd Gurley ain't gonna never be the same.
You go Seahawks. I'm going Rams.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna move on to the North and
Packers.
AFC North. AFC North. AFC, not NFC. AFC. Your division.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
I am going to go... let's see. Steelers, Browns, Ravens, Bengals. I want to pick the Bengals out of spite of you and Kenny Lee and the Browns, that would be dumb. I am going to go... Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Just because I don't like the Steelers or the Ravens.
Okay.
And just for the record, against you in Kennedy, I'm going to go Cleveland Browns.
All right, sounds good.
I don't believe in them, but I'm going Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Standing in the North, on the other side of the ball, NFC North, between the Vikings, Bears, Packers, Lions.
I like the Packers.
You like the Packers?
This year. Browns close. I mean, the Bears close, though. It's going to be a...
It's going
to come down to the late game. That last game they play. That last division game they play.
I'm taking the Bears.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers.
Moving to the South. AFC South division. You know, I'm actually going to pick the Colts over my Titans.
Man, that's a shame, man. You can't even do that.
I really can.
Nah, yeah, you just trying to talk them up.
No, I'm picking the Colts over my Titans.
I'm going to pick the Titans.
I'm going to pick the Colts over my
Titans. I'm going to pick the Titans to win that division.
Now, see, that's cruel, man. You just trying to jinx my team.
There you go.
Don't do that, man. I mean, for real, who's your pick in the AFC South?
The Titans.
The Colts, man.
That's bad. When you just talking that noise and I pick the Titans and you don't even believe it.
The Colts.
Because you know y'all sorry. You know y'all trash.
You know the Colts is going to win that division.
No.
Yeah, the Colts going to win that division.
Yeah, I'm picking the Titans.
So, I'm picking the Colts to win the division that my team plays in.
And I'm picking the Titans. He takes
the Titans. All right. So, NFC South. Falcons, Saints, Panthers, Bucks.
Saints.
Picking the Saints?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to take the Falcons.
Yeah. Get garbage.
I'm taking the Falcons.
All right.
You heard the Saints fan.
I understand you don't like the Saints, but I don't like them either. But they're going to win that division.
I'm taking the Falcons. They can't win it 3 years in a row. I'm taking the Falcons, man.
Why?
Can't win it 3 years in a row. No. Man. The Bucks got to get some wins, man. JL, where you at, man? Get paid. Let's go, man. Get yourself paid this year, son. What you reckon, B? Mm-hmm. 1 year to set up the rest of your life. AFC East.
Man, stop. Don't even put that on.
That's unfair, ain't it, man? Is there any team? Can you put two of them teams together to challenge the Patriots in that division? Nope. I mean, the Bills
Jets ain't gonna beat them one time though.
You think, man, Jets?
Jets gonna beat them one time this year.
Jets got a good defense.
They gonna beat them one time this year.
The Dolphins be lucky to win a game.
Dolphins is garbage. I don't even know who they call. Oh, they got that young guy.
They traded for Rosen and they got Fitzpatrick that's gonna beat them out. They say Fitzpatrick's killing them.
Of course, he always do that. That's what Fitzpatrick do, beat people in preseason and all that. Then when the game come, he play 2-3 good games and then it's a wrap.
Yeah.
He too smart for his own good.
Ain't he though? Try too much stuff, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the people that
he make the right reads, just try to force the ball. Think, oh, I can get it in there.
Yeah.
But he don't have the arm power.
That's it. Now, if he had an Aaron Rodgers arm, you know what, dude? Hey, he Aaron Rodgers without the arm. Without the athleticism.
Yeah, but
well, that means he ain't Aaron Rodgers. He's like Aaron Rodgers.
No one there.
Mentally, his style, the way he makes throws and stuff is like Aaron Rodgers. He just don't have the zip and he don't have that footwork. Mm-hmm. I've always liked Fitzpatrick. Had him in Tennessee. Oh! Buy a new phone right there. NFC East.
NFC East.
Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins.
Eagles.
Marty Socia, if you listen to this, man, just don't watch football because you a doggone Washington Redskins fan.
They coming now.
And they trash.
They got some good young talent, man.
Washington is trash, B.A.
Man, I'm... What's
your quarterback? Haskins?
You don't think he can come out and be good?
No.
Man, that's...
A guy that's played 7-8 games in college, man.
Who cares?
I care.
What did Tannehill play when he was in college?
Receiver.
So, why he can't do it?
Because Tannehill was trash anyway.
Tannehill wasn't trash?
Yes, he was. And Tannehill
ain't trash. He's just a mediocre quarterback.
Tannehill went to a team.
Tannehill is an average quarterback.
Okay, but he made a position change, and he also played for the same coach in college and in the pros.
But he don't mind. I'm just saying.
That has something to do with it.
But he's an average quarterback.
Okay, when you say average quarterback...
That means
you're a top 16 quarterback in a league that's only 32 quarterbacks in the entire world. So that's average quarterback is saying a lot.
I mean, that's an average quarterback.
So NFC East.
He ain't going to do nothing spectacular, huh?
NFC East. Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins.
Eagles. Come on.
I'm going to go.
How about them Cowboys?
I don't like them.
I'm going with the Cowboys, man.
Okay.
So to recap, AFC West, we both take the Chargers. NFC West, you take the Seahawks. I take the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
AFC North, you take the crappy Steelers. I take the up-and-coming Browns. NFC North, you take the Packers.
Yes, sir.
And I take the Bears. AFC South, I take the Colts. You take my beloved Tennessee Titans. NFC South, you take the Aints. I take the Dirty Birds. AFC East, not even negotiable. Patriots don't even have any competition. In the NFC East, you take the Eagles. I take the Cowboys. So there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
There's our predictions for 2019.
Be with your Charlotte.
Be with your Charlotte. That in a nutshell right there. Should be a good season coming up. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's going to be a Pittsburgh will win the Super Bowl.
Gotta make the playoffs.
We done put out all the trash in Pittsburgh. Now it's time to go forward.
Gotta make the playoffs, man.
Boy, who you telling?
Gotta make the playoffs.
Who you telling? Somebody that very seldom makes the playoffs.
Cocaine's a powerful drug, ain't it, man?
Oh, yeah.
John Jones, man. Just fresh off a win. Posing got his life back together. Now you beating up waitresses, putting them in chokeholds.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that guy, man.
That's that dog on that
green-eyed monster.
Just come on, man. You slapped a cocktail waitress. Listen, Jones is accused of slapping a cocktail waitress in her genital area and putting her in a chokehold while roughhousing.
What's on his mind?
The waitress told local police that Jones put her in a tight rear naked choke after she joked that he could put her in a chokehold, but she couldn't do the same to him because she wasn't tall enough. She said he then put her down by the bar and smacked her in the genital area. She told Jones twice that he couldn't smack her there unless he paid her $100. What? That's a setup.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
He continued to touch her until he decided to leave the establishment. So, if he paid her $100, it would have been okay?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Aw, man, John Jones, I retract my statement, man. Golly, cocaine's still a powerful drug, but golly.
Nah, you don't fall in. That's a trap, man.
It's he fell for it, didn't he?
It's a trap that didn't have the leaves and all that over
it. A trap
sitting right there in the middle of the yard. And you going to go run in it. Ain't had nothing over it, covering it up or nothing.
It had a big sign that said, here's a bear trap. Don't step here. And he still walked over there.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Man. I cast judgment too fast on that. I should have read that entire article on that.
Oh, yeah.
If he paid her $100, he could touch her in the genital area all he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a scam. What's wrong with people? Mm-mm. And why would she make that public like that, man? Why would she do that?
What's wrong with falling for it?
Golly. Man, y'all got the Greek freak, man.
Little brother.
Little brother.
Yeah, I'll take him. Set it up for when old boy come a free agent, we can go on and nab him. That's going to be the big three. Fuck Kawhi.
J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins are on the active pup list to start camp.
Hmm.
J.J. Watt's always hurt, ain't he?
Yeah, of course. He one of them type of players that don't even need to play in the preseason, don't need to do none of that.
Just play the game.
Just go out there and play the game.
Be dominant.
Yeah, you don't put your work in. Get you maybe a few reps, but nothing serious.
And you watch Moe's Hall of Fame thing?
Who?
Mario Rivera, the Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, yeah, that's all.
That's pretty cool, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Did you hear how he described how he got that two-seamer?
Mm-mm.
He says he was playing catch, and one day the ball just started moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so they worked to try to get the ball to not move.
Right.
And he was like, he thanked God it never stopped moving. Because the ball wasn't doing what he was trying to make it do. Mm-hmm. And he said it just started moving, and he couldn't get it done. And so he used it and used it in the game and rolled to the Hall of Fame on that pitch.
Yeah, one pitch. He ain't throw nothing else. Did he throw regular fastball?
I don't know.
I didn't think so. Straight cut all day.
Would you say that's one of the most dominant pitchers ever in the history of the game?
My lifetime ERA under three.
Because that's, he's one guy that you don't have to guess or think. You know what's coming. And they still couldn't hit it, man. Very rarely did somebody hit it.
He mastered his craft.
Yeah, he mastered it, man. He mastered it. And didn't have no horsepower to just blow it by you either, man.
Nah, he's 95, 96. He wasn't really 99. But that movement made it look like 99.
Yeah, that movement. Dangerous, man. Dangerous.
And cutters are not as fast as regular fastballs anyway.
Right. But you gotta have that. You gotta have that cut. Now you can't just throw a cutter.
Yeah, like a sinker ball. Like you could throw a sinker ball 97, 98 miles per hour. Yeah. But that cutter, it's hard to throw that cutter.
That hard.
That
you
hard.
You gotta have that
because
jerk.
It's moving.
Yeah, you gotta have that move.
It's like a 4-seam fastball. It runs. It rides. It rides up. Like, but then you get the 2-seamer. It moves. So with the movement, the velocity gonna go down.
Yeah, but you take that.
The straighter the fastball, the harder you can throw it.
Right.
The movement what slows it down.
Yeah. And you got a guy that can throw 96, 97 with that nasty.
Yeah.
Slurry.
That's what he was.
Yeah. Unbelievable, man.
Bearing in on your hands.
To close out the day, man. Close out this episode. We appreciate y'all listening. One more thing for you, BA. Kyle Korver to the Bucks.
What about him?
How you feel about that?
Kyle Korver. He gonna make them all year. Then when the game on the line, he gonna miss.
Y'all see how he do, y'all?
No, that's just the truth.
Y'all see how he do? You wanted him in L.A. Don't get him in L.A.
Nah, I didn't really want him. We don't need no more specialists.
Trash him.
We don't want no
him.
Listen.
Trash him.
Listen, the Lakers don't want no more specialists.
Don't
we need
him.
Players that can play both ways, not no specialist.
If you don't get him.
I'm a 3-point specialist.
If you don't get him.
But then when the game on the line, you missing him.
When they don't get him.
That's like crash. Taking your car to a mechanic shop, but as soon as you bring it in, dang, I don't know how to work on cars no more. Come on, man. How that's going to work?
Bring it to the shop. Now, the oil change place, and they say, we don't know how to do this.
Yeah, I mean, we don't work on cars. I don't forgot how to work on cars. I can't do this. That's Kyle Korver. He make them all regular season. Game on the line, bro. I know how to get it.
Hey, y'all, he just hating because the man ain't a Laker. That's all it is.
Listen, you ain't.
The man ain't a Laker, so he hating.
Better watch your back, I'm a maniac. Better watch your back, I'm a maniac. I don't make a million for all my children. I don't make a million for all my. Better watch your back, I'm a maniac. Better watch your back, I'm a maniac. About to make a million for all my children. About to make a million for all my. Let a nigga move one time and it's fine. Creep on that beat when I ride, we gon' slide. Got the whole DMV on my side. Cheated with bitches who slide on my line. The way that the man hold team like a band. OG with a pin trying to smelt the band. I can escape and break the glass to hand. Y'all niggas know me, ghost affect the men. Shooting at a clickety clack. The fact is, word around is, it don't matter. Just a paper, rub a head on the silver platter. My goons will catch you, don't answer.